Imagine you could find an explanation for everything in the universe. From the smallest events possible to the biggest. This is the dream which has captivated the most brilliant scientists since Einstein. Now they think they may have found it. The theory is breathtaking. And it has an extraordinary conclusion. That the universe we live in is not the only one.
There could be an infinite number of universes, each with a different law of physics. Our universe could be just one bubble floating in an ocean of other bubbles.
Everything you are about to hear is true. At least, in this universe it is. For almost 100 years, science has been haunted by a dark secret. That there might be mysterious, hidden worlds beyond our human senses. Mystics had long claimed there were such places. They were, they said, full of ghosts and spirits. The last thing science wanted was to be associated with such superstition. But ever since the 1920s, physicists have been trying to make sense of an uncomfortable discovery. When they tried to pinpoint the exact location of atomic particles like electrons, they found it was utterly impossible. They had no single location.
When one studies the properties of atoms, one found that the reality is far stranger than anybody would have invented in the form of fiction. Particles really do have the possibility of, in some sense, being in more than one place at one time.
The only explanation which anyone could come up with is that the particles don't just exist in our universe. They flit into existence in other universes, too. And there are an infinite number of these parallel universes. All of them slightly different. In effect, there's a parallel universe in which Napoleon won the Battle of Waterloo. In another, the British Empire held on to its American colony. In one, you were never born.
Essentially, anything that can happen does happen in one of the alternatives, which means that superimposed on top of the universe that we know of is an alternative universe where Al Gore is president and Elvis Presley is still alive.
This idea was so uncomfortable that for decades scientists dismissed it.